Dear brothers and sisters, I think you understood where I come from, the same country of Canon Boucheron. I'm Father Jean-Baptiste Edard from France. I come from Normandy, and I lecture in a Catholic university. I lecture theology there, and I come to the States for a session of formation, which begins on next Monday in Mundelein, and to visit Canon Boucheron. I would like to begin with a small history, family story. A great uncle of mine, Dr. Louis Calraux, was a cardiologist in the second half of the 20th century. And during his career, he had to do a strange and unique experience. He was asked to test a woman, a mystic woman, Madame Roland, who had not eaten or drink anything for years. This woman was locked for this experiment in a hospital room under strict medical observation for a period of 50 days, 5-0, 50 days, without any food or drink. After 50 days, the doctor stopped the experiment because he knew that it was beyond the possibilities of nature and that it was useless to go further. This woman had, as another particularity, to live during all her life of woman a demonic possession. It began sometime after her wedding, and the demon was not her husband. But she was delivered from this possession only by the death. She fought against the enemy for 50 years, being temporarily relieved by the exorcism that her spiritual father regularly prayed for her. This particular sign was given in France at a time when the reality of spiritual combat and the existence of the devil was largely forgotten. What she experienced in an extraordinary way, Christ's disciples, we, are invited to live it in an ordinary way in our lives, in our daily lives. It's not a matter of totally depriving ourselves of food, nor confronting the enemy in his most violent manifestations, thanks be to God, but following Christ, of becoming aware that we're engaged in a combat with the one who never ceases to want us to share his fatal condition. And the season of Lent is there to remind us of the struggle and to prepare us to celebrate with Christ his victory on death and on Satan. The story of a confrontation between Christ and Satan we just heard at the beginning of our Lord's ministry gives us several clues for this. And I would like to list these clues. First, temptation. The devil, in the first temptation, the devil puts forward the desire for food. Through this temptation, it is the attraction for sensitive pleasures that is evoked. It is the invitation to center one's life on the created world. You know, Saint Augustine says that for the sin, we begin with the love of this world and we finish with the hate of God. We rarely begin with the hate of God. Most of the time, we begin with the love of this world. And you know, in the temptation, what happens? The devil put in front of our eyes something good. If it was bad, if it was ugly, the temptation, we wouldn't choose it. We choose to fall and to sin because we choose something which is good, which is partially good, which is not completely good. And that's a point. We choose the chocolate because chocolate is good. If you don't like chocolate, chocolate is not a temptation for you. But if you know that it's good, you choose it and you forget all the less good things which is around. If you eat too much chocolate, for example, and you can put behind chocolate, you can put whatever you want, pride, reputation, everything. So the devil invites Christ to put his power at the service of his well-being. Christ later multiplied the loaves, we know that, but to feed the crowds, not for himself. He refuses the demon's invitation because his food is to do the Father's will. By his fasting, Christ means that he wants to go to the essential, to receive his life from his Father and to find in him his reason for being. And this is the same thing for us. Why to fast? Why to fast? An old Dominican, I remember, told, I don't like to fast because when I'm fast, I'm hungry. That's the point. That's the point. We are hungry when we fast. And then this, we remember that we need something else, that our real food is something else than the food of this world. That's the will of God. Fasting is a powerful spiritual weapon to fight against the temptation, especially the temptations that affect our thirst for pleasure. This fast is also an invitation to turn to God with greater strength, especially in listening to his word. The second temptation, Satan invokes the scripture, the Psalm 90, which is ironic because this psalm speaks of trusting in God's help in the face of the enemy. The Psalm 90 is prayed, for example, during the exorcism. It perverts the meaning of God's word, just as in the Garden of Eden with Eve. One point is missing here. The action to which the devil invites Christ is useless, is unreasonable, and as such, contrary to the will of God. It is a testing of God and a lack of trust in him. It is the will to impose one's own will on God, not learn me to do your will, but please God, do my will. A second attitude which is proposed here to us in order to fight the spiritual battle, to live in trust of God. The love of God is provident, and many times we are tempted to say to the Lord, if you were God, this would not happen. This is the temptation. Here, Christ invites us to put in him all our trust, to live in trust in God, to constantly renew this request of the Father, your will be done on the request of the Our Father, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In the third temptation, the prince of this world offers the Lord Jesus to share his power. This is Satan's sin. He wants to dominate. He wants to be like God and no longer depend on God. Non serviam. Christ, the eternal Son of the Father, does not live in this logic of domination and autonomy, but in offering himself to the Father in communion, in the logic of a love that returns everything received to the one who is its origin. Everything comes from the Father. That is why we can only worship God and God alone. And this temptation for us, perhaps it's the occasion to ask ourselves, who is my God? Or what is my God in my life? Many of us, and sometimes each one of us, have not a God but an idol in his own life. That can be work, that can be reputation, that can be screens, that can be many things. Who do we really worship? God, by handing over all things to him by serving him in prayer and care of the poor? Or is it our vision of earthly happiness through social and material success? So, dear brothers and sisters, in this day, let us ask the Lord to enlighten our minds, to make us aware of where our spiritual battle lies during this Lenten period. We are all invited to do penance, to trust God more, to hand over our lives to Him. But perhaps we can discern a more particular point on which to focus our efforts. May the Lord Holy Ghost enlighten us in this sense. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.